Peace of Christ, the second Sunday of Advent, and I was listening to the news before I came here, and I don't generally listen to anything but the local news, but the local news had an excerpt on there of they wanted to extend the, what do they call it, not truce, but they wanted to extend the ceasefire, that was it. And I heard that that was rejected. And, you know, when I think about our world right now and all that's going on, do we need peace now more than ever before? Yeah. And run across, like, well, why are you all celebrating Christmas? Me personally, a child is born, to us a son is given, and personal Savior. And we in Sunday school, we were talking about truth. The world so much, in that while we were yet sinners, he gave us Jesus. There it is, death of Christ, like we had communion last week. They're tied together. And because of the death of Christ, right, we have peace with God. And we talked about interpretations and words in the Bible and so forth. And the old King James said that Christ is the propitiation. You know what that means? That's a theological word that means peace. Because Christ is the complete. Here's what propitiation means. No man comes to the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way to God. There are no other ways. Amen. Yeah. There's lots of religions, but that's not the way to God. You understand, we at Franklin Hill, we're not a religion. Right? We're a church that believes that there's only one way to God Himself, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what the Bible says. And that's what's true. Since we have been justified through faith. What does that word mean? Justified by faith. Very similar to propitiation. What it means is, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, see, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Since we have been justified. And those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ, by the way, the language there, the original language, carries with it the idea that it's already been done. It's what they call the aorist tense. It's already been done. It's completed. Those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, what God did because of Jesus, when Jesus hung on the cross and he said, "It is finished," it is finished. It's done. There's nothing more to be done. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, dying for your sin and for my sin, Jesus, God says this. It's like a rubber stamp that says on it. We don't even have rubber stamps anymore, do we? I mean, we used to have rubber stamps. I don't know if we even have those anymore. But it's like a rubber stamp that says, declared righteous. Declared righteous. God says, because of the Lord Jesus, Caesar, you're going to get into heaven. Hey? And you realize that only perfect people get into heaven. You realize that? Who's perfect? Let's see your hand. Oh, you're raising your hand to say no one. Okay, all right. Just so I know why you're raising your hand. That's right, that's right. But because of Jesus Christ and the perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because he was God, and he gave his life for us, right? God said, if you take in the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, into your soul, into your life, then I've got this rubber stamp for you. You're declared righteous. And Billy Graham used to say, Hold on a second. Bill, what's that?
Now I'm perfect.
Okay. Joe just couldn't help himself. Thank you. Yeah. Billy Graham used to say, it's just as if we've never sinned. And I don't completely agree with that, because we have sinned. But because we've sinned, and because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, we're declared righteous. God says, now you're righteous. Because when he looks at, when you go before heaven, and you know, and we're walking up the stairs of heaven, we're going to have a slide here in a minute, right? When we're walking up the stairs of heaven, God looks at us. He doesn't look at me as Al Hickok. God forbid, right? Lord, don't do that, right? But he says, there's Jesus. There's Al. There he is. And because Al chose to give his life to the Lord Jesus, come on in, because it's Jesus. I see Jesus. I don't see Al. I see Jesus. Okay? And he's going to do the same thing with you, Joe. Really? That's right. See? And that's what it's all, and this brings peace with God. So, you know, the language again. God is pleased. You know, we talk about the anger of God. Yeah, the only thing God is angry at is our sin. Right? And nothing makes God happier than when we see our sin, when we acknowledge our sin, and that's what communion's all about. That's why we do that every month, because it's a time where we need to pause. We need to take a look at our lives and say, you know what? There's some things in my life that needs to be corrected. There's some things in my life that I need to turn from. There's some things in my life that I need to confess. I need to admit. That's what confess means. And I need to turn from those things and turn to Jesus. See? And that brings peace. God says, okay, I'm no longer angry. Because you turn from your sin and you turn to Jesus. Hey, now I'm satisfied. It's love this. You know, when I was preparing this message and I was thinking about our church and what our church has been through in the last 6 months. Realize I've been here 6 months already? Yeah. Some of you probably say it seems longer than that, right? Right? But this baby gives us peace in our hearts and in our church. In our church. Why are you here? Are you here because I'm here? Are you here because I'm your preacher? Well, we know that that's not the reason you're here. Right? Because the reason that some aren't here is because I am your preacher. Right? You're here because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we give Him praise, glory, and honor as a family.
As a family. And because we are a family, and it's not about popularity and who this and who that. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what brings us together, and that's what needs to continue to bring us together. And that's the message. It's not about Al. It's not about whoever follows me. That's not what it's about. You're here because of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why. And that's what should make Franklin Hill, Franklin Hill. Hmm? I heard a hmm. Amen? Right? Here it is, Colossians 3:15-16. And the peace, notice, the peace of Christ, let that rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body. That's the church. One body. We are one body. We are not divided. We are united because of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what brings this church together. The peace that comes through the body. To the body because of Christ. And be thankful. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Does this building have the word of Christ? Only when you're here. Otherwise, this is just a building. You realize that, don't you? You are the church. It's not the building. We gather here. It's a great meeting place. Wonderful place. A lot of history here. But that's not what it's about. It's about you and the neighbors. Jim said, you know, if you know a neighbor, invite them to the, you know, that's the way to do it. Hey, come on to my party. Right? Let's get to know you. Let's gather Franklin Hill around the Word of God and around you that share the Word of God, right? Let the Word of God dwell in what? In you, richly, teaching and admonishing. And admonishing is a part of what we must do. We don't like to be admonished, do we? But that's part of God's word as well. There are times that I'm going to have to say, you know what? We're not going to do that. And here's why. And there's times when you challenge me and say, okay. See? And in Sunday school, right, there's a lot of challenge there. Right? Bring it on, right? Because we need to admonish one another, right? Teach one another and be teachable. One another in all wisdom, singing praises, or psalms, praises and hymns, and spiritual songs. Do we do that here?
Amen.
You better believe it. With thankfulness in your hearts to God. So there we are, right? Gives us peace. Gives us peace in our church. Do you believe that? Yeah. You have the peace. You have the peace. Are you sharing that peace? Because that's the only place it exists, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have the Lord Jesus Christ, then it exists in you. Then share the peace. Share the peace that comes in this baby. The baby gives peace in our circumstances. Oh, boy. Now the preacher's gotten to meddling. Right? Because now, he's talking about our circumstances, what happens every day. And you know, when Bruce was asking for prayer requests this morning, what I heard was Sandy, Joe, Bill, Vicky, right? That's what, a handful of our people, right? We all got circumstances coming up this week, right, that have to do with our health. And I'll tell you, that could bring a lot of anxiety, right? Because you don't know. You don't know what the results of the test is going to be, do you, Joe? Don't know. Right? Sandy doesn't know what's going on with him. Right? Kathy doesn't know. Only God knows. See? But the baby, the crib of peace, right, says this: don't be anxious about anything. And I can just hear Jan saying, well, that's easier said than done. Right, Jan? Right? It is. It's easier said than done. But in everything, by what? Prayer. That's why Bruce asked. And that's why we are asking for your prayer requests, because it comes through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace, if we do this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, the peace of Jesus, you're not going to understand. right? We're not going to understand. Because, you know why? Because there's so much going on in our world and going on in our lives that is anything but peace. But the peace that comes from God through the Lord Jesus Christ, that peace is beyond all understanding, but there it is. It's yours. It's mine. No matter what's going on with you, Bob, right? And your health, right? And Ella, your health, right? And that peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This peace, if we really believe this, if we really believe this, if we really believe this, this peace guards. What are guards, right? They surround us. This peace surrounds us that we can go in to a biopsy saying, you know what? I'm surrounded with peace, that no matter what the results are, I'm surrounded by peace. And I know Joe believes that. And I know Bonnie believes that. Because I know that they have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we really believe this, right, that we can face our circumstances, we can face whatever weather happens tomorrow. Right? Isn't that wonderful? Are you with me?
Amen.
Or are you sleeping? Come on. I'm speaking to chosen frozen here, right? This baby gives us, and here's what's great. In seminary, Westminster Seminary that I went to, there was a theme throughout my years spent there, and the theme was the already but not yet. And you're there, what in the world does that mean? Right? But every day I heard that. The already but not yet. And what they meant was, we have the Lord Jesus Christ already, don't we?
Yes.
But you know what? We don't have the completion of all that is to come until God calls us home. So that's the not yet. There's more to come, people. Isn't that exciting? There's more to come. I wish I had a cheerleader here. You know, Kathy, were you a cheerleader?
No, my daughter was.
Your daughter was. Well, I was going to say, come on up here and cheerlead for us, will you? Because, you know, this is, wow! The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. That's about as cheerful as I get like that. My bones are not what they used to be. The already, but not yet. The best is yet to come. Do you believe that? Then if you do, you have peace no matter what. Isn't that wonderful? Even the chosen frozen ought to be thawed by that. Right? Because that eternal peace is eternal. I said to my wife this morning, as I always get up and pray over the slides and so forth, and I said, you know, what would life be like without death? And she thought I said debt. And she goes, oh, that'd be, I said, no, death. You know, what would life be like without death? Think about that.
Meaningless.
Well, not meaningless, but meaningful, right? Because death is a result of sin, right? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is what?
Death,
right? But because of Jesus Christ, we're going to be entered into an eternal peace. And we're going to enjoy heaven. We are going to enjoy heaven. Well, I'm going to correct your theology, but I don't have time to do that right now. But anyway. All right. When we get to heaven, okay, here's Revelation 21:4. And again, do you believe this? He will wipe away every tear. There's not going to be any tears in heaven. From their eyes, death will be no more. What's that going to be like? Death will be no more. Decay, no such thing. Think about that. My bones aren't going to ache anymore. Right? Neither shall there be mourning. Nothing to be sad about. Nothing to mourn. Everything to gain because of Jesus Christ. For the former things have what? Passed away. See? And I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous of Bob Pratt because he beat me. You know? I wish he would have shared a little more information with us, but but you know, he's enjoying heaven right now. Amen. You know, and he, if he, you know, when I think, you know, God, could we have him for about 60 seconds so he could tell you firsthand what heaven is all about. And heaven is not something we can explain. It's not something we can even understand. Because we don't know what heaven is other than what the scripture says it is. And we don't have a whole lot of description about it even. But heaven is this right here. This we know. No more tears. No more death. No more mourning. No more crying even. No more pain. For these things are all gone. You looking forward to that?
I'm in.
Joe, would you say, I'm in?
I'm in.
I'm in. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in too. Bring it on. Right? Wow. What a faith we have. And you're not going to understand it all, people. You're not going to understand heaven until we get there. Then we'll understand it. But by faith, right, we can believe. By faith, we can live it. Because God says it's true. Well, here's the challenge this morning. If you believe the peace of God came in this little baby, if you believe that the stable is the cradle of peace, then let that peace go with you this morning. Let that peace dwell within your heart. Those of you that have doctor's appointments this week, share this with Sandy, right? We can go knowing that no matter what happens, we have peace with God himself. Because of who?
Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way, people. Right? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time that we've had together around your word. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for the fact that it is true. And yet there's so much we don't understand. And so, Lord, give us the faith that we need to go beyond what we can understand and place our faith and our trust in you so that you can grant us the peace that we can't understand. And might we go from these doors today with the peace on our hearts, with the peace on our lips as we share this time of Christmas with the world and with our friends and with our neighbors. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.